Dallas, Dallas. So I have a rent. I've been job hunting. Well, not even job hunting, but I've been just job hopping, really. If y'all hear a noise, it's my dryer. Don't judge me. I've been job hopping, and I think I found a place that I'm going to stay, and I like thus far. What I've noticed is that somewhere, somehow, my generation in to follow me was failed. The reason why I say we were failed is because not everyone has the knowledge of dressing or being professionally ready. If you come to a new place of employment, what they see in training, and again, this is for no place specific, but what they see in training is what they're going to judge you on. Your work ethic, your habits, how you are, your demeanor, your character. So when they see some things that are probably sketchy, guess what? They're making mental notes, if not notes on paper, starting a paper trail on you. The reason why I say this is because upon job hopping, I've noticed that my people, not even my people, my fellow coworkers, black, white, orange, yellow, gay, straight, we do not know how to present ourselves. I say that because we come to work in the dollar store flip-flops, the little 99-cent flip-flops, with halter tops on, with our nipple ring showing, with t-shirts to say fuck Donald Trump on it, with shorts on, booty shorts, coochie cutters, dot dots, whatever you want to call them. We come to work with this. We come to work with our hair not combed. I'm not saying you gotta be laid and pressed, and you need to be presentable and neat. I also have seen that our email addresses are very questionable. If someone asks you, hey, what's your email address? We gotta send you these onboarding documents. And you, first you spell it out. This is how you know it's going to be some bullshit, because you done spelled it out. Yeah, my email address is DADDYLONGLEG @gmail.com. What, nigga? Did you just say your email address is Daddy Longleg? Like, what? And you're okay with that. You're okay with saying that in front of the class. You're okay with saying that your email address is deepthroatjackie@ymail.com. Like, what? That's okay with you. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm saying that we need to do better. We need help. Because some of us aren't prepared to enter the workforce. And then we become upset when we aren't in the position or the situation or in the line of business that you want to be in, but you have to look at what you gave them. I don't know if it's because my dad was in the army and he's from a big city and, you know, it's you come suited and booted every day. Like, you need to be ready for whatever comes your way. So I don't know if it's because of that or if I had a brilliant teacher in high school and I was a badass. So maybe I didn't give her the respect that she needed then. But I wish I remember her name so I could tell her, like, hey, you prepared me for some things. You prepared me on how to draft a resume, how to establish a resume. And baby, when I tell you, you can finesse up a resume, okay? You can sauce that resume up so good, you think that you are going to hire yourself, okay? Like, how to create a professional email address. How to come dress in the professional attire. I'm not saying that you got to have on Gucci, Louis, Prada, a Hermes bag. Hermes? I don't fucking know. I ain't got one. But, you know, I'm not saying you got to come with all that. I'm saying that you need to come presentable. You need to come ready to learn. You need to not be sleeping in class. You need to not be eating your breakfast in class. You need to be ready and alert and ready to do what you need to do. The only reason why I can speak on this is because she was me and me is she. I was her. Okay? I did those things. And I can reflect on and look at my life and say, hey, hello. This is probably why those things didn't come to you as you thought that they should. You didn't earn those things. You didn't work for those things. Because guess what? First impressions matter, because you only get one time to make your first impression. You can't start that over. So if you come in with a stank ass attitude, like you just somebody owe you something and you mad at the world and da 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 da, your fault, your bad. Again, I'm judging anybody. It's that I see us allowing ourselves to be prejudged, to have a prejudice put against us or a stigma put against us. But look what we're doing. We did that. Nobody else did that. We did. Again, it's not a mouse, y'all. It's not like a mouse, but it's not a mouse. It's my dryer, so if you hear it, he's squeaky. But I just wish that we had every opportunity to know our worth and to know that we have to do better, because without knowing that, we could never overcome, as you call it, the man keeping you down. Because guess what? It's not the man keeping us down. Granted, we have to work twice as hard. But guess what? It can be accomplished if you want it. You can't just say that it's Sam Bob and Jim Bob and it's Jim Crow Law and Uncle Tom and Uncle Sam and all them is holding you down. It's not. And I know I'm probably going to get hella looked at sideways. But we have to stop blaming white people. Because not every white person is like that. It's not white people. It's us. It's white people who don't know how to dress, who got some fucked up email address, beer gut 86. I don't need that energy on your paperwork. Why is that okay? None of that's okay. None of it is okay. I promise you. None of it is okay. But it's probably like 2:30 in the morning and I do have to go to work. So I really need to know your feedback. Need to know how you feel on this topic. Need to know, is this something that you were taught or your opinions? And I need you to share me. Share me, share me, share me, share me, share me, share me, share me. Like, comment, share me. I appreciate you for downloading the app. Thank you, thank you. But please, like, share, and comment. I'm out.